such excited about today. Today, this is the day that the Lord has made. And it was snowy and blizzardy and icy and stormy and windy and all of that yesterday. But yet the storm is over now. The sun is out. It is beautiful. Even though it says on my screen, Washington, D.C. is cloudy at 26 degrees. It is cold. I was just out there. A high 31 degrees today. We have in Raleigh, North Carolina, sunny 31 right now, high 40, with high 41 actually. And then in Detroit, Michigan, hey Detroit, lots of love to you. You got sunny 21 degrees, but you're going all the way up to 29 degrees today. And then Richmond, Virginia, 29 right now and sunny, but then you're still going to be windy and 38 degrees. Jacksonville, hey Jacksonville, got nothing but love. Y'all freezing today. I'm not used to seeing that of you guys. Today you are sunny, a high of 53. You're still doing better than 20s. Anyway, I got nothing but love for all of you all that I name, and those of you in Augusta, Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina, Greensville, Fayetteville. I got love for you all the way out in Germany, England. How y'all doing? I got love for you. I got love for you in Laos. Hello. How are you? I got love for you guys. I'm just shouting out to everyone because I want you to feel good today. We're getting things started and popping today. We got a full show. We got so much stuff going on. I can't even. I know I'm going to need everybody's help to keep it flowing and keep it going because we got several guests on here today. We got Rio Weber. He's going to be on in a minute. He is a producer. He is a songwriter. He's worked with, he's a manager. He's modeled. I mean, the boy just do it all. He's doing everything, and he's actually managing Life Jennings now. He's worked with he's worked with several people. He's worked with Missy Elliott. I don't know why MC Light was coming to my mind, but he might have worked with her too, but he's worked with Missy Elliott and so many more. I can't wait. I'm not going to tell all his story because I want him to share it with you today what he's got going on, because he's managing some other people, got a lot of new things going on. Then we got Gina G, Too Funny, female comic. She's coming on today. She's going to be sharing with us some things and keeping us posted. She's always busy, always doing a show. She's just, God is blessing her. And then we got Ebony. She's going to be giving us 5 minutes of glam. Then we have Antonia Richardson. She's going to be giving us 5 minutes of hair. And then we got my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. He's so busy. I'm so thankful that he is still connected to Dr. Gina's radio chat, still bringing us the funny and bringing us trending topics. It's a blessing. And I just really thank God for every person that come on. Listen, I just want to remind you guys that this is a platform that God has given me to go ahead and allow people to, you know, talk about their events, talk about their passions, talk about their relationships with him, talk about what all he's done. Just freely feel comfortable like we're just sitting at home chit-chatting and having a conversation. Every person that has been on here, no matter if they're known around the world or if they're known in their local city, it has always been the same treatment here. Everybody gets nothing but love. Everybody gets nothing but the foundation that I stand on, which is him, which is God Almighty. And we just go ahead and just let it flow. I don't ask any questions that's uncomfortable for anybody. I don't get into your business unless you want to talk about it. Whatever you feel like, I just allow Holy Spirit to just move through everybody and let it go. With all of that being said, you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on Rio right now. Rio, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And you?
Hey, Rio, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so glad that you were able to come back on officially after being marketed and advertised and talked about as a guest for this time. I mean, the first time you came in, you were filling in. Life Jennings had a mishap or something. He couldn't make it, and you were able to fill in, and it was such a great interview. I wanted to give you the opportunity to be able to, you know, present, you know, for you to be introduced and presented all on your own, because you got so much going on with you.
Yes, and appreciate the great introduction, and congratulations to you on your successful work. You just sounded so good on the radio, updating everybody on everything. I'm liking it.
Well, thank you, Rio. I mean, we've been on air now for about a year now, almost a year and a half. So, you know, I was just thrown out there and it just kind of, you know, God been working with me. So I appreciate that so much. But listen, Rio, listen, we didn't get into everything. Okay, so let's start with one of the things that you do. Okay, first of all, I want to get into the songwriting. The songwriting, how long has it been since you first started writing?
Well, I've been writing professionally, I should say. I got signed to Universal back in 99, and I was just actually on vacation from my job. You know, I was from Buffalo, New York, and I came up to visit Stevie J, which is from Buffalo, and me and him, we hang together in the studio all the time in Buffalo, so he invited me up on my vacation. So came up to New York City and started hanging out in the studio with Puff and everybody, and all of a sudden, we did an ASCAP Soul Music Award show, and I was actually playing several instruments. And I met the president of Universal at that show. He basically saw me playing and came backstage to his whole staff and said, "It was something about you. I want to offer you a deal."
Wow.
I don't know him, never met him, just came backstage with the whole staff. And he said, "Staff, meet." What's your name again? He didn't even know my name. Rio. Get his information. And, you know, keep me updated. I'm going back to L.A. The next day, they called. They asked for attorney information, and they offered me a deal. The same deal, actually, they gave Brian McKnight the same week they gave me. And I'm a nobody out of Buffalo, New York. So that's how I started. I just started, you know, I just relocated up to New York City. I started staying with CBJ on 50th and Broadway there. And we were going back and forth to the studio, and I just started writing from there, you know, working on soundtracks. And, you know, did a Triple X soundtrack with Van Diesel that started.
What?
Yeah, you know, working with Dave Hollister, Coco from SWV, did records with them, Mariah Carey, Butterfly. The list goes on. Nate Dogg, Tamia. Then I met Missy, and I started working with all her projects, you know, her artists, you know, playing on different records and things, you know. And ventured out to Japan. Artists was coming over here from Japan I started working with. It just blew up real fast. And then I met Life. I met him because I actually got a, I had an artist that was actually lived around the corner from me in New Jersey when I moved over here. So I had her on the label already. She's the one that's, her name is Danny Stevenson. She's on that Nelly record. "It's getting hot in here. I want to take my clothes off." She's the one that's singing on that record. So I had her as an artist. And so Life actually came up to Universal Records one day. And somehow he got in the building and got an interview with one of the A&Rs. So the A&R told me, they came to my office and said, "Hey, man, got this guy in the conference room. He sounds real good. He can play and everything, but he has no music. You want to come listen to him?" So I came around there into the conference room, and, you know, I said, "Play for me." Life, you know, did a couple songs, told him to come out to my house in Jersey the next day, and I did his demo tape, and the rest is history. Got him a deal. You know, he got a deal on Sony Records, and I produced his first two albums and been with him ever since, you know.
Well, wait a minute, Rio, good Lord. I mean, jeez, oh, peace. Wait a minute. We got to just back it up. Okay, first of all, this is so good, and I'm so glad how this was set up, because just this week, I was talking about on Facebook Live how persistence is so important. And out of all of that I heard was the persistency that you had, not knowing what it was going to bring. You and Stevie J, y'all grinding, y'all hustling, y'all sacrificing, y'all in there doing your thing. And because you're so focused on that, being persistent on that, these doors just walked up to you. They just came to you. So do you ever look back at that and just be in awe of just, my mouth is to the floor. Do you ever look back at that and just be in awe of it all?
I was. And you know what's so crazy is? The corporate job, I was the boss of 500 people at this corporation. Don't you know, 3 months after I gave my resignation, my boss got fired, and they downsized the company from 500 down to freaking 40 people by the time
Oh, wow. So not only was you just blessed with everything, you were protected, and it was an easy transition, and you just wasn't affected. That is just so amazing. I just thank God for that. And so now with all of that, you got Life Jennings, and you've worked with all of these, you know, artists and everything. You got your hands all in a business making it happen, because a lot of people don't understand it's a lot going on behind the scenes of the people that they see up front. And so a lot of the songs that they hearing, your hands have been in that. And I think it's amazing because you're working with Stevie J. Do y'all still work together occasionally?
No, I haven't seen Stevie J in about, 4 years. We got disconnected when I actually went on tour, because we were working together every day. And that's when I started touring, I was leaving for 4 to 5 months. And so then he went through his little situation, everybody knows he had a little bankruptcy and stuff like that. So, he went through a situation, and, he was in hiatus for a minute, and nobody knew where he was. So we all just,
kind of disconnected. But, life changes, and that's another point, it's nothing personal. It's just life changes. And I love that, because people need to hear that. People are afraid of separation, and they feel everybody that they come with, they have to take with them. But if you do that, you limit of what, God has for them to do. Everybody has, they come together, and then there's a split at times where you're being dealt with and they're being dealt with, because y'all got two different destinies. And even though it started off at the same time, the same pace, don't mean that y'all going to end up in the same place. You see what I mean?
That's right.
I just think it's really amazing. And so with that being said, you're still writing, you're still producing, and you have an artist. I mean, you're managing other groups right now, right?
Yeah.
What's their name? Tell us about it. Introduce them to the world.
we have this one artist I'm actually about to start working with. Her name is Bree Shea, and we call her Bree. And I had her. She actually won the contest we had back in, I forgot, when we did our New York show, our D.C. show back in December. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. Amazing artist, young talent. She won the contest. I had a nationwide contest. People submitted their songs and videos, and they had a chance to open up for Life in D.C. at Howard Theater.
Why did I not know about that?
Yeah.
How did that happen? When was this?
Yeah. That was in December, I think 27th. So the whole month of December, Life, me and Life made a video, and we posted it on Instagram about the contest, and I picked her, and her and her mother and her producer drove all the way from Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville is popping. I'm telling you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Actually, the first and second place person was in Jacksonville.
I love Jacksonville, Florida. I'm gonna just tell you that right now, so I'm not even surprised. Mm-hmm. So her name is Bree, and she won the contest, and so you're working with her right now.
Yeah, I'm about to start. We just finished this tour with Music Soul Child. We was gone for the last 3 months, so I ain't have time to really get into it. And I just finished my new state-of-the-art recording studio here in Connecticut. So that's the next move right now, working with her.
Well,
reach out to her. Actually, you the first to hear it, because she don't even know it.
We the first to hear it on Dr. Gina's radio.
You're the first to hear it. Congratulations, Bree. Yeah, a lot of artists, want to get down. And I told them, patience is what it is. A lot of artists get frustrated, and they don't want to wait. Especially when you got a great producer that want to work with you. The worst thing you can do is call them every day. Can we get in yet? Or what's going on? What's going on? I have three artists I just let go that did that to me.
You're like the second person that I heard that from. I had interviewed AJ Savage, and he said the same thing. So everybody, don't bug the people that want to work with you.
Right.
If they say they want to work with you, give them space to get it together so they can work with you.
Exactly. That's exactly all it is. But then they feel like, you know, you don't want to. They feel like, you know, everything got to be rushed. They got to do this. No, if somebody's about to invest their time and money into you, sit back and be patient. You know,
especially
don't act like
somebody that's
something.
Full like you. I mean, you know, when you got experience behind you and success behind you, you're rich. So, just word to the wise, y'all. Y'all better come on now and grow some patience. Let God do what he gonna do.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody. It's your boy, Country Wayne, Mr. Swag, right, and everything. And I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. Okay, so we had a disconnection. Something went wrong. But we're back up. Rio, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry, honey. We had a troubleshoot something. So go ahead and tell everybody how they can find you, reach you, and get in touch with you.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm up on, of course, you know, Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is Rio Weber, R-I-O, Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R. That's Rio Weber, I-O, W-E-B-B-E-R. And Romario on Instagram, R-H-E-M-A-R-I-O, R-H-E-M-A-R-I-O. That's me.
Well, all right. And you're always looking for new talent.
Actually, they're at the right time right now. I'm just opening the doors for new talent right now. We got a whole bunch of label situations. You know, everybody know when I step into the labels, I'm bringing heat. I'm 3 for 3 for getting artist deals, you know, and so we are just in the midst of looking for new artists right now, you know, to open up, do some tours. I know every promoter in the United States of America, you know what I mean? So we got an excellent platform over here, you know, new state-of-the-art recording studio, touring, all that. So if you're talented, get at me, you know.
Well, you better hit them up. Don't miss your opportunity. Rio, you know you're always welcome. And listen, I don't want to miss another thing, especially if it's got something to do with Jacksonville, D.C., New York, anywhere, Atlantic City. You know you need to hit me up and let me know what's going on so I can support, let everybody know what's popping in your neck of the woods and what you got going on. And you know you're always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You always a joy, so pleasant to talk to. And I know the listeners so appreciate this information from you. All right, Rio, until next time.
No
keep
doubt.
You moving, buddy.
All right. Okay.
All right. Got love for you. Bye-bye. All right, so listen, because of the situation, we had to move things around, but now we're going to go ahead and talk to my girl, Gina, on Gina G. Too Funny.
Yes.
Hey, girly. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Gina.
Girl, I'm so glad to have you on.
I'm glad to be on. I'm excited. I am just, can't even sit down, child.
Listen, you know this is such a good show right now that the doggone whatever's going on with the ice or whatever got me all messed up in our system right now. But listen, we keep it moving no matter what.
That's right. That's right. You
listen,
have to.
Listen, tell everybody about you. You are a comic. You're always busy. Always, every time I turn around, you're on a flyer. You somewhere.
They just like my picture. They just like my picture, Gina. They ain't about nothing. No, I'm just playing with you. Well, I am
a comedian. I started out, I'm from L.A. Well, I'm originally, I got a long story, I guess. Well, I'm going to cut it short. I'm originally from Georgia, moved to California since I was a little girl, about 5 years old, grew up in California. I was in beauty school, and I went out for an ad as a waitress at the J-Spot Comedy Club, which is J. Anthony Brown's comedy club in L.A., and I got the job, so I was waiting tables and burning hair during the day, and one night they said they wanted some staff to come on stage, and I went on stage and had a ball. So I have been doing comedy since then, and I love it. I'm in Orlando now. Like I said, they working me, girl. They working me, yeah. They working me. I'm tired. Well, I ain't
wow.
Tired, but they working me.
But that is amazing, though. You just started, and then it's just been rolling ever since.
I'm trying
to
tell
you. So now
you
live where?
Yes.
Where is it that you live in?
I'm in Orlando. I am in Orlando, Florida.
And so do you travel a lot to do your comedy?
Well, you know, I've only been on Orlando a year, and I haven't went as far as, like, Daytona Beach and Tampa, you know, but I am looking forward to actually, you know, trying to get to the other side, like New York. You know, I heard their comedy scene is really dope. So I'm really just trying to move around a little bit.
Well, you busy while you waiting, that's for sure. You definitely ain't sitting still. You definitely have
no craft. I know that's right.
Yes,
girl, I'm in the waiting
yes.
room reading.
Right, exactly. It's better to be walking and running, girl, to be sitting there waiting. But sometimes you gotta sit looking at the magazine. But thank God
yes.
it's the season. You moving and you moving mountains and moving and shaking things.
Yes.
But listen, what is it like to be a female in this industry? Especially,
wow.
you know, just where we are. You know, because people, I think the experiences are different, especially if you've been on television a lot or in movies mm-hmm. and things like that. What is the grind like, you know, at the humble beginnings or just like where, as far as you have gotten with always working, though? What is that atmosphere
yeah.
like for females?
The atmosphere, you know, I think it's opened up a little bit more. I think there's starting to be more acceptance of a female comedian. You know, when people are booking comedians for shows, they don't automatically think of a female because they say that females are not that funny or, you know, females have like a bad rap. And I am just one of the females that I don't speak on sex. You know, I don't have any, male bashing jokes or any, you know, bedroom jokes. You know, I don't kiss and tell. So I like to keep all of that to myself. So that's something I think that
right.
I can have a little advantage
you
of. I'm telling all my beers
telling
in the street.
Jokes and then they looking at telling your jokes and you look and they looking at you trying to figure out how it's going.
Yeah, how I'm doing in life. No, you don't need to know what's going on.
Maybe
the Lord said don't let nobody in your room.
All the time.
They don't need to go that deep, Gina. They don't need to go that deep.
Exactly.
But I do enough for the city, though. I do enough to let you know I'm grown. But I don't
right.
go all the way out on the limb.
Well, listen, tell everybody. I'm so glad that you were able to join on, and I want you to come back on
too.
Again. I want to have a comedy special that I'm kind of organizing, so I want you to be able to come back on. And I know you'll
okay.
have more things going on that you want to share, but right and with other females. And, of course, you know, comedian A-Train, he's going to be joining us. But I want
yes.
you to kind of stick around. Is that okay?
Yeah, girl, do what you want to do with me.
Okay, so listen, first and foremost, I want everybody to know what kind of shows you got coming up.
Okay, well, what I got coming up is crazy because I just got booked to do this room that's on Monday's night. He's just starting it. It's down here in downtown Orlando, so I'm going to be there on Monday the 22nd. I have everything on, you know, like on my Instagram and Facebook. Like I said, I'm still new, so I don't really know all the areas. Look, they book me and they send me an address and I GPS, which is horrible. But you can definitely catch me downtown Orlando Monday the 22nd. And also April 8th, I will be in Tampa. So I have a few little things going on, and I'm just excited about it. Like you said, I'm reading while I'm in the waiting room, but I'm still waiting. So I'm just thankful to be wading in the water over here.
Well, I love it. I love it. And how can everyone find you?
Everybody can find me on all the social media sites. You can find me at Gina G, Too Funny. That's with the number 2. So that's Gina G, like an OG. I mean, you know, I'm not from a gang or nothing like that. But, you know, in my former life, I felt like I was. So I threw that G on there, okay? So Gina G,
The number 2 and then funny is where you can find me. And for all my older, your older listeners, they can email me, girl, at GinaG2Funny.
Oh, God, I'm so glad. I'm, you know, and our names are Gene. I'm finding and meeting.
Yeah,
I'll be meeting more people with Gina. The name Gina is so funny. But listen, we're getting ready for Ebony to come on and give us 5 minutes of glam, if you don't mind. Stick around, because I want you to be when my main man, comedian A-Train, come on and join us, and then we can just all be funny together, giving the listeners a bunch of laughs. All right, stay tuned. Hold on.
I will. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Ebony?
Okay, darling.
Here.
Hi, Ebony.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. I'm so glad that you made it on, girl. Technical difficulties, we can overcome all things. So what you got for us with 5 minutes of glam today?
Okay, so today I figured we'd talk about my top products that I use to give that gorgeous body glow. You see a lot of celebrities and just women in general, and you see their makeup and you're just like, oh, they're glowing, it looks so beautiful. I wanted to give you guys some of the products that I use to achieve that look, especially since I just got back from Miami. So the first thing that I want to talk about is skincare. Like, you have to make sure that you have a skincare regimen. I like to use deep cleansing facial masks, since I wear makeup so frequently. One of my top picks, and mainly the only one I really use, is the Aisha Fresh Face Mask from Lush, Lush Handmade Cosmetics. They have multiple face masks. They range from about $7 to $10. They do have to be refrigerated.
Ebony, you're going in and out. You're going in and out, Ebony.
Okay, let me try.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, a lot better.
Okay. Okay, so I use the Lush Fresh Face Mask, and they range from about $7 to $10. They work wonders, and they give you radiant skin. Now, if you want to use makeup to achieve a healthy glow, one product that I would recommend is the Melanie Mills Body Gleam. I use the Sonia Deluxe one. It's about $15 for the 1 ounce bottle, but it's a creamy consistency, almost like lotion, and it has some shimmer and gold in it. It looks amazing on the skin. You can wear that underneath your makeup, or some people like to wear it by themselves. If you're on the beach and you want a full body glow, you can definitely use it all over, too. I would recommend the larger bottle if you're going to do that. If you want to use you just want some highlight for your skin, I would also recommend the BH Cosmetics Carly Bybel Palette. You can find that online at bhcosmetics.com, or you can go into Ulta, and they are starting to have BH Cosmetics. It comes with 10 eyeshadows and 4 highlighters. I use this palette every day, and I think this is a great go-to palette for women who don't really, who don't really wear eyeshadow like that. If you want to do a quick look, you can always use your finger and dip it in the gold and, smear it over and put on some mascara and be on the go. That always works perfectly. And then I also recommend that you can use the e.l.f. product. They have baked eyeshadow that I've always used as a highlighter, which, you put the highlighter on your cheekbone or right above your blush, and it looks amazing. You see girls with that popping glow. But the e.l.f. products, they're very inexpensive. It ranges from like between $3 and $5. You really can't beat that for a nice highlighter. Or you can use their actual highlighter. So the big eyeshadow or the highlighter, they both work amazing. If you put on your highlighter and you feel like it's too much, don't be afraid to take a large fluffy blending brush and just blend it out. Any makeup mistake can be fixed, so don't be scared to try new things. And I also wanted to touch on one of my top favorite products right now as well, which is the IT Cosmetics Bye Bye Pore Powder. It's a poreless finish airbrush powder, super thin. I have super oily skin, and you just block this over your foundation as like a setting powder. It takes the pores away. It takes the shine away. It lasts all day. So I would definitely recommend this product to, honestly, anyone. You don't really have to just have oily skin. It works for everybody. But those are all of the tips for today.
Well, this was good, Ebony. Listen, I got a question for you. So with this eyebrow thing, right?
Okay.
So you got these eyebrows and, you know, people trying to soften them. I've gone through so many learning stages with eyebrows all the way from the 90s on to now. So I'm just going to just ask you this. Okay. So when people put on that, when people do their eyebrows and they soften it up at the edge, right, you know, in the middle of your, like where your nose is, you know, the edge there, and they put, and they use that, what is that, foundation or sealer or whatever? Is that you know, with the sponge? Look, I don't know none of the,
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? The sponge and the liquid stuff, and then they pat it in the middle. Is that good to do?
Okay, so I see. I know what you're saying. So what people do is that they fill in their eyebrows with either a gel, a pencil, whatever they choose to use, and then they outline it with concealer to give it a more sharp or more defined look. And then after that, you want to make sure you blend out the concealer away from your eyebrows so that it doesn't look like you just, like, you know, it's just light around it. You want to make sure that it's blended in. So after that, in the middle, you would take your, it's pretty much like an empty mascara wand, which is called the eyebrow brush, and you would blend out the middle right there. Fine. I don't put the concealer, like, in the, you know, in the middle. I have seen some women on YouTube do that. It does work for them, but that's not, you know, that's not what I would recommend. I would recommend you actually using your empty makeup mascara wand or the blending brush to actually just brush out your brows.
You know what I think it is? I think people don't feel like doing all of that. That's what I think.
No, they don't.
What it is, honestly, because when I'm hearing you talk about that, it's like that is like such a professional job that takes the time and so in detail. I think that's probably one of the things that it's a faster way probably to get somewhat of that effect. But then sometimes you can really see it, and I was just wondering, if, you know, from a professional view, you know, how is that? Is it okay to get away with that, or is it a do not disturb thing? Do not do it.
Let me say this. Everything doesn't work for everybody. You know, everybody has a different way of doing things. If that works for you or someone else, then I would say go for it. You know, if it's not super noticeable and you feel like you blended it properly, I don't see anything wrong with you doing that. I know my technique is a little different, but I have multiple techniques that I use, you know, for eyebrows and other things.
Wow. But for those, well, listen, Ebony, you know, I got Gina G Too Funny on here, right? And so, Gina, do you have any questions you want to ask the glam professional?
You know what? I'm not a big makeup person just because I don't feel like getting up early.
I know.
You get up like an hour early to do your face.
And I do that when I go to work. I get up an hour early. It takes me about 30 minutes to do my makeup.
30 minutes, and you're a professional, so just imagine somebody that's learning as they go. They might have to get up 2 hours.
I'm driving to work still putting on my eyebrows. This is all I'm saying.
I'm putting on my lipstick and my lip liner in the car. I'm taking out my hair. I mean, you got to make it work in the morning when you try and get ready for work.
Hey, we want to know what accident is doing. What accident is coming from?
Exactly. Well, Ebony, listen, as always, I love you coming on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, sharing your glamorous professionalism expertise. And so, how can everyone find you?
You can find me on my website, which is ebonytyler.com. You can find me on Instagram, and that's livelove_design. And, I mean, if you want to email me, just email me at etyler@mica, that's MICA.edu. I'm open to answering any questions and giving any assistance where I can.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much, Ebony. And God bless you, sis. You're doing a great job. Love your work. And until next time, thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Have a great day.
All right, you do the same. All right, well, we're getting ready to bring on comedian A-Train in just a second after we take this commercial break. Thanks. We'll see you in a minute.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm here with you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, hey now. Hey, celebrity, comedian, A-Train.
What's going on, Dr. Gina?
What is going on with you, man?
I'm good. I need to be thawing out because it's so freaking cold down here in Florida. I don't know what the deal is going on up in heaven. Who turned the AC on? But we don't do it like this right here in Florida. Not this time of year.
Oh no, I know. I was seeing the weather. I said, well, dog, it's 50 degrees.
I'm a true Floridian. We do not do this cold weather, especially during this time of year. I mean, how your time clock springs forward, and then we feel like it's Christmas time or something. I mean, it's snowing in all parts of the country. It's freezing down here in Florida. I don't understand what's going on. Last night, I slept in tube socks, church socks, some wool pajamas, and a turtleneck, and a skull cap. you know it's cold when a brother sleeps in church socks and tube socks at the same time. So I don't know what's going on. But other than that, I'm good, Dr. G. I'm good.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. You know, I got a comedian Gina G. Too Funny on here, right? Uh-oh, I think she done got missing. Anyway, she was supposed to be staying on with us. We've been having some technical difficulty, but she was on with us telling us about, you know, how it is to be a female artist and comedian. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely something that you got to tip your hat off to them because, you know, it is difficult for them out here in the game. It shouldn't be, but, you know, it is. You know what I mean? And Gina is one of those cats. You know, she.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
She do a thing, man. She do a thing. Actually, what's up, sis?
What's going on, A-Train? How you feeling this morning, man?
I'm shaking and shivering. My lips chapped. They bleeding over here. I need some Carmex.
You better get some Vaseline.
That's what's going on.
I mean, what is the difference now? I was thinking about moving to Jacksonville, but if y'all get cold like this now, what's the point? I'm just kidding.
People don't think Florida gets cold. It gets cold down here. It gets to the 30s. But I don't appreciate it being this cold in March. That's my thing.
Right, I mean, exactly.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
I was swimming in December.
Right, you were swimming in December?
Yeah, I was swimming.
we just pushed the clock forward. That means you're supposed to be springing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's springtime. Yeah. It's springtime. So, and I'm around here, like I told her last night, I done slept in church socks and tube socks at the same time.
You know what? I'm not fooling with
you. Sweat socks and tube socks. Well, listen, so A-Train, so what's been going on? What's going on in the topics and what's happening? Y'all both, keep us updated. What's happening? What's the funny going on in the media?
Well, definitely, first thing I want to point out and congratulate is my dude, Jordan Peele, for being the first black writer/director to bring in $100 million on his movie. Mm. How about that? Mm. Now, I'm talking about in the real deal Hollywood. We ain't talking about over here off in the gutter, but in the real deal Hollywood, this brother here, he just broke the market. So shout out to him with the movie Get Out. And you got some real phenomenal people that was in that movie. And another comedian that we got to show love to is Lil Rel out of Chi-Town. So that is the first thing on my list. Yeah, to shout out the movie Get Out. Have you seen that, Dr. Gina?
I haven't seen Get Out yet, but I've been seeing so many posts about it. Gotta go see. It's a suspense, right?
You gotta check it out. I mean, what this brother did was so freaking clever. You know what I mean? And the way that he weaved in the realities of our world and the world we all live in, and kind of put some stuff in the face of society and kind of show them, you know, some of their own ways, and then put some humor with it. And it was so subtle, just how it happens in reality. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but you definitely got to go check it out. So congratulations to that brother for making, I think it took like $4.5 million to make the movie.
And it's $10. It's $10.
$10
to make, and they didn't flip it, boy. I'm telling you, that's flipping.
That's the equivalent to $10 right there. So
he got a 1,000-fold, 100,000-fold on that one, 100 million.
Yeah, 100 million, 100 million less than 3 weeks, man. It's just a phenomenal thing. So, I definitely want to point that out.
Is it a scary movie or a suspense movie? A mystery? What is it? Is it all of that together?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's a scary movie, because we live it every day. It might be scary. If your pigmentation is of a different persuasion, it might be scary for you. But listen,
all the rotisserie people, it ain't scary.
It is what it is for us. It's almost like a reality show for some.
The Kardashians. Oh, Lord.
Right. But you definitely got to check it out, though, Dr. Gene. You definitely got to check it out. So, and then also trending in the news right now is Snoop Dogg. Donald Trump and his whole camp, they're going after Snoop because of a video that Snoop made. And in this video, Snoop Dogg had a scene where he pulled a gun on a dummy that was made up as Donald Trump, and so that was a whole lot of that created a lot of controversy. So right now, you know, Snoop is on the hot seat right now for his
He was high. Now he's most wanted right now. They want to take his head. That whole camp want to take him down. It was so serious. They were so offended by that they were saying, you know, as if like if something was to happen, they're gonna look at Snoop first. Like it was his idea. The one that it was an inside message to the person that would do it. You know, that's what they were trying to do. Because they're all talking about theories against them, plots and stuff against them. They got Obama listening to their phones and through the microwaves. They got Obama spending stuff in their microwaves listening to their conversation as if.
Snoop would just do a drive-by. He ain't got cares for them. He'd do a drive-by and move on with his day. Snoop ain't got time to be plotting and planning nothing. He'd get some gas and go.
Snoopy trying to blaze and chill. That's what
he got time.
Gina G said, y'all ease up on him. He was high.
You know he ain't gonna do nothing but put some gas in the car. If Snoop got a problem, he gonna put some gas in the car and he gonna go handle it. He ain't gonna go through all these extras. They know Snoop.
And you
ain't
know
gonna
he probably got an old Impala, so he filling the gas.
You
up
can hear it
behind the tag, you know.
Well, I'm praying for both of them. But listen, and before continue, I want to take a 5-minute break and go to Antonia Richardson. She's going to be giving us 5 minutes of hair. I want y'all both to stay on while she's giving us this. We're going to ask her a couple of questions, then we're going to keep on going. A-Train, I want to know all the stuff that's going on with you this week, next week, all of that. And Gina, I want you to remind the listeners of what's going on. And then I want to ask y'all, have y'all been working together before? Have y'all ever worked together? All right, but hold all that for now. Antonia Richardson.
How are you?
Hey, so sorry. We had a technical difficulty, and now we up and running on schedule. Well, we're a little behind, but that's okay. You all right?
No worries. Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So, Antonia, what you got for us talking about hair, girl? I got so many questions, too.
All right. So, last month we went over as far as, you know, keeping up with our haircuts and getting our trims to stay healthy. So, this month I decided to talk about some of my favorite products to definitely help keep your hair healthy, to repair your hair if it's damaged from either a relaxer or even just heat damage or just trying to keep your hair healthy. And, yeah, so some of my products that I do like to use, as far as either if we need a little bit more protein in our hair or if our hair is a little dry, I do work a lot with Paul Mitchell products, so that's most of them where they'll be. So when my clients come in and they're talking about, oh, my hair is shedding or it's breaking a lot while I'm going through either combing it or throughout the day, they see a lot of breakage. What I recommend to them is definitely a protein treatment. So when they come in, it's actually a little, it's like a little vial of protein that they do. It's an in-service, in-salon service. So it's a vial of protein, and it's definitely, it helps rebuild the hair. It definitely gives the hair the strength that it needs to, of course, maintain the elasticity so there won't be a whole lot of breakage. And that product that I like is called the Awakui Wild Ginger Hair Triplex Treatment. It smells really great. It gives the hair the protein. It gives the hair the moisture. My next product that I do like to use when I'm going through to either repair or give the hair the moisture that it needs, it's the Marula Oil. I want to say it's like the luxury line of Paul Mitchell. It definitely, of course, smells good, like all their products usually do. And what it does, it's a shampoo and a mask treatment. So I'll definitely have my clients sit under the dryer for about 5 to 10 minutes. And it'll definitely leave the hair feeling, it definitely have a lot of more luster than it usually would. And it feels good as far as throughout the day and the week. And what I recommend with your treatments is that you keep up with them. It's depending on how your hair is. If it's, like, really damaged, like there's a lot of shedding when you're combing or brushing, or, you know, it's been a while since you've actually treated your hair. So I would recommend doing that at least once a month to twice a month, depending on how damaged it is. I know a lot of people like to think that when you have a relaxer, there's no way to be healthy because, yeah, relaxer is definitely hard on the hair, but you could be healthy with a relaxer. If you definitely maintain it and you're not overlapping, or at least your stylist isn't overlapping your relaxer, and then also just using the correct products. So what I like to tell my clients or even sometimes my students is that when your guests come in, it's an investment. So when we go to the doctor and they're writing us a prescription, we don't deny it. So when your stylist is recommending the products that they're using on your hair, it's best that, you know, you do follow up and purchase so that you can maintain the health at home. So, yeah, healthy hair.
Okay, so check this out, Antonia. So with Paul Mitchell products, and I'm not going to keep you on long, with Paul Mitchell mm-hmm. products, I think a lot of African-Americans shy away from Paul Mitchell products. I've actually used wet product. I don't even know if they still make that, when I had a shorter length, and I actually used that, and it was very kind to my hair. It wasn't it was stiff, but when I rinsed it, it didn't dry my hair out, if that makes any sense. Like it yes. molded it what I wanted, but it didn't dry it out like some mousse with alcohol base in it and things like that. And I also love how you, and I've used the shampoo and conditioner a few times, and it was always good to my hair, but then I have a different texture too. So, I mean, is it good for all textures?
All textures. I get that a lot, especially at the school and with the clients that I work with. Like, oh, well, is this for my hair? Yes, it's for your hair. It's just all in how you use it. So once you're educated on how to know how to use it, so from either your stylist or a friend or somebody that knows how to use the product, it definitely does work. I've had my fair chance with them, and I've tried it out. Like, every single product that they come out with, I try it to make sure that I can then recommend it to someone else to let them know that it will work.
Well, I definitely love it. I've used it myself. And also, the next question, well, Gina, did you have any hair questions, or A-Train? A-Train, this is Antonia. And then you got Gina G, too funny
hello,
on here.
Hello.
Do y'all have any hair product questions or hair texture questions?
I do. I do, you know.
Go for it.
I got Indian in my family. And, like, when we was growing up, when I was in the tub, you know, we were poor. So our shampoo, my mama just told us to use the soap, you know. So we'll use like the Dial soap. And then sometimes
we didn't have
Dial soap. We took a bath and enjoyed dish detergent. And I washed my hair with that.
Oh, my God.
And
then, no.
You know. So it'll give you a certain kind of ways as well, but you gotta have Indian.
What that does, that dries your hair out completely.
One way. It's gonna give it one way.
Oh my God.
I'm just telling you what works for me.
Well, listen, it depends on the state of mind, because, you know, you can make anything work if you need to make it work. If that's what he had, he had the dish liquid, it probably worked back then.
I can't.
Wash their hair, enjoy dish detergent. I know I'm not the only one. You know, if your mama put that, she'll put some joy dish detergent in that tub of water.
Oh, or she'll Lord.
Put some soap
Jesus.
Pop. Put some soap pop.
It took that cup.
In that tub
it
water.
Took the cup. It you dipped know? You.
But see, right. This is the thing. People actually. But Antonia, people do actually use the dish liquid to shampoo their I've heard of it. I ain't saying I done did it, but I done that people have done that to wash their tracks out. Is that
yeah?
Wait a minute. Wait, no. Wait a minute.
What it can do is wait actually it like strips anything that may be on the tracks. Like so, if your tracks or if you're buying your bundles, it comes processed sometimes. So it actually helps to like strip all that out. But it does dry your hair out. Because even when, like, our clients come in, when our clients come in and they have, like, a buildup of color on their hair, we tell them to use dish detergent to kind of strip the color out. So it works in some ways to our benefit, but definitely dries it out.
So you can use it for something that you're putting in your head, but you can't use it for when you're growing it out your head. Is that what you're saying?
No, don't
use it regularly. That ain't right.
Don't not use it regularly.
You know, I have a question because my hair is not growing from my head. AKA the Indian girl who donated. I love her so much. My problem is when you have, you know, when you do a weave and they leave like your edges out, okay? And then you go back to the shop and then you don't have no edges. What is something that you could have did between them pulling all of them and leaving them out and then you going back and not having none? How can I keep my edges? That's what I really want to know. How can I keep them?
You definitely want to take breaks in between your, like, your weave and how, like, consistently you're doing them, because it's definitely
a tension. Are you asking too much? You're asking too much.
Listen, but it's take a break. Hair.
Yeah.
Oh, take a break.
You're going to make me lose my husband. Take a break.
Okay, Dr. Gina, speaking of hair, since we're on the situation of hair, also trending in the news this week is an Asian-owned beauty supply store. They're facing being boycotted by the African-American community because the owner, the Asian owner, as well as his wife, they double-teamed and jumped on one of the girls in the store. They thought she was stealing. And it's on video. It's circulating all over social media.
What?
He's on top of her, like, doing a full figure wrestling move.
Oh,
he's
my God.
In the chokehold. The wife got her.
Send me the link, A-Train. Send me the link.
Oh, my God.
They thought she was stealing. And she was like, I ain't stole nothing.
She got extra 10 inches on her hand.
You know those hair shops, man.
Man, it ain't no joke.
Old.
Well, Antonia, thank you so much for sharing us with our 5 minutes of hair. You always give us
very informative
tips and information. Tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I'm on Instagram at the Antonia Michaela. So it's T.H.E. Antonia Michaela. And Facebook, I'm Antonia Richardson.
All right. Well, you know, you got a booker now. She also does photo shoots and glam shots, all of that stuff. She's on the ball and just thriving in her business. I love you, Antonia. Thank you for taking the time out to join us for 5 minutes of hair on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Of course. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Till next time. Okay. Now, Gina and A-Train, have y'all worked together before ever?
Yes, several times. Yeah. We've done the Bonkers Comedy Club down in Orlando, Florida.
That was my first time meeting him.
Yeah, we rocked out. And then we also rocked out a couple weeks ago at FAMU together. So I had opportunity to go to FAMU, and they were like, hey, man, you can bring somebody with you. And I definitely knew who I was going to call. So let me call my girl, Gina G, you know, because she always has that energy. You know what I'm saying? She's very funny. She's relatable, and I knew those college kids would love her. So, and she did her thing, man. So, yeah, Gina G is my girl, man.
I mean, we connected on Instagram, and I just liked her. liked her energy, and I was like, she gonna be on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And then one day I saw her like something that you posted. I said, oh, they friends. I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And so then, and so that's how I was like, oh gosh. And I've always been meaning to tell you, A-Train, but you know, we'd be so busy and stuff. But I knew that I was gonna have a show with her on, but I wanted her to stay on until you came on, still not knowing the depths of y'all relation, you know, y'all comedy work relationship, didn't even know.
Uh-huh.
That is so cool. That
A-Train
is so cool.
Is amazing,
I don't want to take up any more time because I'm going to have you guys on. We're going to do a comedy show on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So A-Train, you know, brings another guy, somebody, and, you know, Gina, she coming back on, and I got somebody else that's going to come on. And yeah, we're just going to have a day of funny. It's going to be all about what y'all got going on because I think, you know, this is what we need right now. I think comedy is making I won't say that it's ever left, but I just feel like something about it is just rising up in this time. Mm-hmm. People are taking notice to comedy. Don't you feel that? Like y'all bubbling up as the new rock stars and, you know, the hottest R&B group, the hottest. Yes. You know, I just feel like y'all hot right now.
The hottest R&B group.
The new edition.
Really
yeah. I mean, but you know, but in your craft, don't you think that it's something now that people are hungered? It's more people coming into comedy than ever before.
A-Train just did the Orlando Jazz Festival. So, you know, that should let you know how much comedy is crossing over and is giving people something different to do and different to enjoy and see and laugh, along with getting their jazz on. I mean, he tore the roof off, and there wasn't even no roof on the Jazz Festival because it was outside. But he tore the roof off. He tore a roof off outside. So you know that comedy has come a long way. Yeah.
If it was
it would have been gone.
It was mad love, man. It was mad love. And shout out to the city of Orlando as well as the empowerment group who, you know, put on that festival in Orlando. Actually, this was the inaugural Orlando Jazz Festival, so it was the first one that they rolled out, and man, it was a success. And what happened was they booked J. Anthony Brown, and his schedule wouldn't allow him to fulfill the date, and then they called me down. So I went down.
Look at God. Look at God.
They called me at the last minute, man, and I came down, and by the time that first segment was over, they were like, hey, man, are you available for our Birmingham, Alabama date? Like, I sure am.
Wow.
You know?
It was mad love.
You was ready.
Yeah. That's right.
And I wish we had more time because I want everybody to hear this. But now you got to tell it the next Wednesday, A-Train. Please tell everybody how they can follow you and how they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. They can follow me on Facebook at A-Train Live. They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. And that way you'll see all my dates that I post. This weekend I'll be at the Comedy Zone with Lonnie Love and Third Pick, Mike James, here in Jacksonville, Florida at the Comedy Zone. And also April 21st, I'll be at the Ritz Theater with Bodacious. Get them tickets now.
Get them now. And Gina G, what you got going on? Your information again, please.
My information is Facebook and Instagram, Gina G, Too Funny. And you can find me downtown on the 22nd at this new open mic spot that this guy is trying to put together. I'm just trying to also just help all the local comedians as well that are up and coming and that are hungry. And, you know, people that are not looking for success overnight, they know the struggle and they are willing to grind and do whatever they can. So comedy is lovely, man. You can catch me wherever I can be.
Well, she always all over the place, and so is A-Train. So you can catch them anywhere, all the time, every weekend, and maybe three times out of the weekday. So and just follow them, y'all. They are the bomb. I love you all. I can't wait to have you back on, Gina G. You always welcome to come on Dr. Too. Gina's radio chat. And you Thanks. Know you my main man, my brother, A-Train, celebrity comedian A-Train, making moves too. Listen. This show right here is for you all that got a passion, a desire, a gift, a creative. You need a creative outlet. This show is for you, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I always tell you, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. God bless you all. Until next time.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.